You're listening to SBS News.
Friday marks Australia's second coronavirus vaccine milestone, with the first AstraZeneca vaccine being administered in South Australia. Premier Stephen Marshall was clearly excited, saying South Australia has led the way since day one in terms of his state's response to the pandemic.
This is an historic day for Australia with the first administration of the AstraZeneca vaccine. We know that this is a very important program for our nation, and we are super pleased in South Australia to be the first place in the nation. And this will be administered to frontline workers here in this LHN. 1,000 doses were received yesterday, and within 36 hours of this vaccine being received into South Australia, we're already starting the rollout.
Frontline health workers at Murray Bridge Soldiers Memorial Hospital east of Adelaide are among the first groups to receive the jab. Dr. Caroline Fagan is the Director of Medical Services at Riverland Marley Coorong Local Health Network and the first person in the country to get the AstraZeneca jab. She says she's happy to be part of the inoculation campaign.
I am immunocompromised myself, and I'm really excited about it. I really feel that it's really important to receive the vaccine. It's really important to have that health protection, not only for myself, not only for my workers, but also for the people who we serve, which is the public and the community.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has also welcomed today's news.
This is the start of the next stage, the next step, as we begin to expand the rollout and ramp up the rollout. I would note there are reports today of one particular shipment from one particular country, which has not been given authorised to proceed from the particular country, and the European Commission accepted that advice from Italy. We are very clear that this does not affect the pace of the rollout. That shipment had not been factored in to our distribution to the states and territories.
At least 50 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine are expected to be manufactured on home soil in Melbourne. Australia's state and territory leaders also met today as part of the National Cabinet to discuss Australia's vaccine rollout and the national coronavirus situation. To date, there have been 70,000 vaccinations against COVID-19. Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy says the Australian-made AstraZeneca vaccine supply will start being distributed from the 22nd of March with capacity for 1 million doses per week.
This huge once-in-a-generation logistical challenge of the vaccine rollout is going well. We've just come into the end of week two. We're ramping up. We've started carefully and progressively. We'll get a lot more of the AstraZeneca vaccine. That's the one I'm going to have, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Later this month, 4,600 general medical practices will start receiving vials of the vaccine to inoculate people aged 70 and over. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly hailed Australia's COVID-19 response since the start of the year.
So since the 1st of January, there's been 600 cases of COVID-19 in Australia, and only 104 of those have been locally acquired. We've had less than 20 people in hospital, less than one or less people in ICU, and zero deaths. We're in an excellent place here in Australia.
Meantime, Queensland health authorities say they're taking every precaution to ensure that any potential super spreading from passengers on board Qatar flight QR898 is minimised. Cases of the coronavirus were also detected in hotel quarantine, with 8 people at the McCure Hotel in Brisbane who had left requiring testing. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Darth says contact tracing for those 8 people is underway.
We're taking a very cautious approach in doing what we're doing. There is a risk. It's a small risk, but there is a risk until we know for sure. What does give me some comfort is the fact that we're talking about the 18th to the 21st of February. And since that date, we have not had any staff members who work on those floors show any positive signs, and they are getting tested every shift. So that's a great start.
In New South Wales, coronavirus restrictions are easing for schools from Monday, allowing parents back onto grounds and the resumption of singing and dancing. The state recorded its 47th straight day without a locally acquired COVID-19 case, while in the Northern Territory, the Howard Springs quarantine facility will be expanded to get more Australians home from overseas, but there's no update as yet on a potential second dedicated quarantine facility in Toowoomba. And Cairns is set to vaccinate its 1,000th person against COVID-19 on Saturday. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.